Welcome to a new podcast episode, and in today's episode we are going to talk about how your unhealed father wound causes you to step into your masculine energy. Welcome to She is Irresistible, the podcast for ambitious women who want to find love and have a lasting and fulfilling relationship. I'm Miu, your host, and it is my mission to help you unlock the best version of yourself so you become irresistible to quality men. This podcast is filled with deep insights and practical tips to improve your love life today. If you're ready to find out how to attract and keep your perfect match, this podcast is for you. I'm so excited for you to be here, and I can't wait to dive in. So before we dive into how your unhealed father wound, and specifically the unhealed father wound of abandonment, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing this right, abandonment, causes you to step into your masculine energy, I need to talk with you about core wounds and what they are, because the abandonment wound is a core wound, and a core wound is a deep emotional wound caused by suppressed pain and internalized emotions. When you experienced a significant event, usually during childhood. This can also happen later in life, but most of it happens in childhood. And when left unattended, this pain grows and it impacts how you see yourself, the world, men, love, what's possible for you and what is not. So today, we are looking into how this plays out, and also I want to give you a few examples how this wound might have been caused, because it's not always caused by major traumatic events. It can also, and most often does, happen in situations where you wouldn't think it was a traumatic experience for you. Just to clarify, an abandonment wound can also have been caused by your mother. But in this episode, I wanna specifically go into the abandonment wound and rejection from an unhealed father wound perspective, because this is what I've experienced myself, and this is what most of my clients have experienced in some way or form, which is why they are finding themselves in these reoccurring patterns with men. And if you are in a situation, or if you find yourself in the same pattern with men and you don't know how to break that pattern, then I invite you to join my Simply Irresistible program that's currently still open for enrollment. I will put the link to the website where you can sign up in the description box. If my content speaks to you, if this resonates with you, if you keep coming back to this podcast because my topics just speak to you, I highly recommend for you to join this program. It will help you 100%, and I would love to be your guide. So now have a look at a few examples of how an abandonment wound might have been caused in your life, even though it wasn't a so-called, or maybe what you think was, a traumatic experience. Number one, you could have been somewhere like on the playground with your father, and then for a moment, you don't see him anymore. And he might have been out of your sight. I will give you an example from my own experience. I will put in here quite a few examples of my own experience. This happened to me. My dad went with me to the playground, and according to him, I didn't want to leave the playground. So he then pretended he would leave and hid behind a tree. And when I didn't see him, I, of course, went crazy. I was completely hysterical and cried, and he rushed to me and came to me again. However, and I don't know even when this happened, how old I was at the time, but it may have, he may have stirred even in an already existing wound, because my dad, I don't know if you know that my dad has left me when I was 3 years old. My parents got divorced, and I didn't see him for a while. But he told me this happened at the playground, and I assume it was after he left me. So that seed has already been there from him having left me earlier in my life and then not seeing him in that moment. But it doesn't have to be that way. You can also go to your playground and your parent, your dad, might be talking with someone else and he's kind of behind other people and you cannot see him and you look for him for a few minutes. This can cause an abandonment wound. Yeah. So this is not something what you would usually probably call as a major traumatic experience, but for you as a little girl, that's major traumatic. Another example would be if you were brought somewhere to babysit you. Maybe you were brought to, or someone came to babysit you, and your dad was at home, and then he knew that you wouldn't want him to leave, and maybe he sneaked out of the apartment and left. That can cause an abandonment wound. Or maybe you grew up not knowing your dad because he was never there. Maybe you didn't have a father figure for whatever reason. Maybe he has left before you were born. Maybe he passed away when you were very young. You know, there are many situations this could have happened. And even if your mom was there for you, there's still that pain that was caused, that wound in your heart, in your soul. And then the more obvious wounds that can have been caused, abandonment wound, is, for instance, like it happened with me, when your dad, your parents got divorced, your dad left, you might have been little, and even if you were not that little, because children always think they're the center of the world, which is normal. The whole world circulates around them, so they believe it's their fault. And obviously they don't know, they're completely powerless. You wouldn't have known when you would be able to see him again. And if your dad was like mine and kept promising you to pick you up, and then you already get excited a week before he comes, and then that day when he said he would pick you up, you already wait hours outside, so excited to see him, and then he didn't show up, and sometimes maybe even without canceling. So that causes a wound. Or when you jumped into his car and he sent you back home to first clean your shoes before he even said hello, because apparently your shoes were dirty. So as you can tell, these are very specific situations that are from my own experience. But any time when your father wasn't a reliable source and he was inconsistent, that causes a wound. And that wound plays out in relationships. That core wound will attract a certain type of man, and you will feel attracted to a certain type of man as well. So here is how this can play out in relationships. So an abandonment wound, that's also important to know, an abandonment wound is always linked to feeling unworthy. And obviously it impacts how you relate to men. And that's, for instance, when you find that all men are guilty, that all men are horrible, not to be trusted, rather than seeing them as innocent until proven guilty, you see them as guilty until proven innocent. And since your brain's primarily function is to help you survive, it will always scan every single man for faults and what he might be doing wrong or what he's doing wrong. Essentially, you're trying to protect yourself from being abandoned again. And it's completely understandable. You don't want to be hurt again. But the strategy is that, first of all, no man is perfect. If you're looking for the perfect man, you will be single forever. There's a difference between finding your perfect match and finding a perfect man. No one is perfect. Not me, not you, no one. So it's about finding a man who you love for his imperfections and who you want to grow with together. Second, you will not see whether he's actually a good guy because you are seeing him through the lens of your wound. And since energy goes where attention... No, since energy flows where attention goes, you will see more and more of the alerting things. This doesn't mean you should just give your heart to any man who comes along and to trust him fully. But here's the thing. An emotional, healthy person who doesn't see the world through their wound, this person wouldn't even ask yourself whether she can trust this guy or not. You just know without having to look for proof, because it is a feeling. You're not trying to protect yourself all the time because it happens automatically. You're just dating and you're observing and you're listening to your inner guidance. That's when you date from a mature and emotional healthy place. The moment you ask yourself whether you can trust a man or whether you can protect yourself from being cheated on, then that's a sign that you are seeing men through your wound. And honestly, it's not fair to them. It's like when a man was cheated on by a woman and now he puts you under the microscope and looks for reasons why he cannot trust you. That's a big burden no one wants to carry. And if you want to be with a masculine energy man needs to feel trusted by his woman. This doesn't mean that you have to trust blindly any man who comes along, but it should come from a deeper inner knowing and a strong core inside of you, so you know you've got yourself and you can trust yourself because you are choosing wisely and you're listening to your intuition and you're not abandoning your own needs and your own desires in the dating process or in a relationship. Again, that's something we are going to work on in the Simply Irresistible program. Another way how an unhealed father wound can play out is it shows up in women as stepping into their masculine energy, as in leading and pursuing men, and as in trying to get a man to want them. And it also shows up as toxic masculinity, as in perfectionism, controlling, performing in an attempt to get a man to do what they want them to do. Or it can also lead to a masculine shield, a masculine wall to protect your heart, and then you might always play the cool one and try not to be emotionally close to someone. And again, this is absolutely understandable because your biggest fear is that that wound is triggered. You don't want to have that feeling again. And everything we do is because we want to feel a certain way. So now I'm going to give you a few examples of how this can play out in relationships. You might be attracting men and feel attracted to men who need rescuing, wounded feminine energy men. Why do you attract these men and why do you feel attracted to them? Because when you have to rescue someone, you feel more safe with this person because you know as long as this person needs you, he won't leave you. So you don't have to worry about it. And it plays out for him as in needing someone to rescue him because that makes him feel safe because of his wound. So do you see how these two wounds click so well together? And you are feeding into that. And as long as you don't heal your abandonment wound or your unhealed father wound, this dynamic will play out. And this dynamic is also called codependency. Being codependent on someone, being dependent on someone to feel a certain way. The other way how an unhealed abandonment wound can show up in your relationships is a sign is putting men on a pedestal, taking the lead in relationships, to try to establish a sense of safety, having high expectations. And as long as things are going exactly the way they should, and as long as the man writes you as often as you need him to, and he sends you his morning text every single morning, then it's all good. But the moment you don't get that text, it starts to feel for you as if he moves emotionally away from you. And you're immediately thinking that he might not want you anymore, or maybe you've done something wrong. And you start to lean forward. I'm just thinking this is a big topic, and I will make a separate podcast episode about this. I don't want to squeeze everything in this one. So watch out for a podcast episode about how an anxious attachment style shows up in relationships. Something along those lines. Another way of how this can play out is you might be playing the cool girl who doesn't show emotions, who might on a surface level be like the easygoing, chilled chick, and you act low maintenance, which is performing in an attempt to try to make him want you. And I see this specifically happen with women who are successful in the career or who are very good looking. And then they think that men don't approach them or that men don't take it to the next level with them because they're too much and they feel intimidated by them. When actually what's going on is that their heart is closed off and a man can't feel them because they're so disconnected from their own heart. Or an unhealed wound can show up as being needy and clingy. And that's because a woman might try to fill a void caused by her father wound with the attention from a man or multiple men. And when she spends time with a man, she might feel good about herself and her wound is covered up, but it is not filled. That void is still there. It cannot be filled by a man because what she is looking for is parental love, not romantic love. And a high quality masculine man will run. He feels like he cannot make her happy. Her demands are too much. The pressure is too much. And he can feel energetically that she wants something from him that he cannot give her. You know how I always talk about how to attract high quality masculine men, right? Well, for that, you need to be a high value woman. Actually, you are that high value woman already at your core, but you need to reconnect with your heart. You need to get rid of all the layers that literally cover up your light, your radiance. And with that, you're not showing who you are. I will make a podcast episode about that as well, about a high value woman, what a high value woman looks like. And yeah, that's it for today. And last time, because the enrollment for the Simply Irresistible program will be closing soon, I would love to have you there if my content resonates for you. Just think about, we are now coming towards the end of 2022. Next year could be your year when you find incredible love and my program can truly help you with that. This is it for today. We are already at the end of this episode. Thank you for listening to She's Irresistible. Don't forget to subscribe to be notified for the next episode. If you need help with your love life, you can find me on my website, elmio.com, and my social media channels. You can find all the links in the description box of this podcast. Until then, I'll see you next week. Bye.